Open the Door, an overture by Gwyneth Walker, played by the Women's Philharmonic, based in the San Francisco area, Joanne Folletta directing. I'm Walter Parker, and it's my pleasure to welcome to Vermont Public Radio Studios composer Gwyneth Walker of Braintree, Vermont.
Hello.
And Valerie Miller, who is the founding director of the Thetford Chamber Singers, who will be performing some music of Gwyneth Walker and have performed quite a bit of Gwyneth Walker's music in the past. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning.
You are the founding director of the Thetford Chamber Singers?
Yes, I am.
And you're celebrating how many years now?
25 seasons this year.
What prompted you to found the Thetford Chamber Singers
a quarter century ago? Well, I moved to the Upper Valley and I was without a chorus. And I started calling people to see if anybody sang. And I thought originally that I was going to have a madrigal group in my home. And by the time we got to our first rehearsal, we had too many people to be in my little music room. So we started meeting in the Thetford Elementary School in a space there.
Now, you have a background of, you had a background as a conductor before that, didn't you?
Yes.
Where were you doing your conducting and how did you come to be a choral conductor?
I studied with Ivy D. Hyatt at Smith College, and I got my BA then there. And then I was very lucky to land a job at Harvard where I was going to do a graduate study as the assistant to Elliot Forbes with the Harvard Radcliffe Choral Society, and then I had the Radcliffe freshman as my chorus. And then I went on to, I did a year at the Windsor School in Boston as their music teacher. And then I ended up in the Connecticut River Valley and started a chorus at Hampshire College, which had just opened. I think they were open 1 year when I went there. And then I kept coming up Route 91, and I ended up at the Putney Grammar School. I taught there for several years, and then I moved to the Upper Valley in 78. And I've been with the Chamber Singers ever since, and I'm also a local music teacher in Wilder.
How many people in the Chamber Singers?
Well, we vary from year to year. We're at 36 this year.
And have you had a lot of folks who've been there for many, many years?
Many years. We have a few stalwarts that have been there for 25. But we also have many Chamber Singers in our audience every year, so we have a wonderful following.
Well, you'll be performing this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 10th and 11th of May, at First Congregational Church in Thetford Hill. Is that your regular venue?
It is.
And those concerts are Saturday and Sunday at 7:30 p.m., and tickets be available at the door.
And they will also be preceded by a photographic exhibition at the Latham Library at 5:30, which features photographs that have to do with the theme of the concert as well.
And what is the theme of the concert?
In Spite of Everything, Yes. And that's taken from a wonderful book of photographs by Ralph and Caroline Steiner, who used to live on Thetford Hill and did a collection of photographs on affirmation and hope. At that time, that was 1986, I believe.
And so the concert will include Vivaldi's Gloria.
Yes.
Marvelous piece, very exciting. And other works, including a newly commissioned work by Gwyneth Walker. And we'll speak about that in just a moment, but your association with Gwyneth Walker goes back quite a ways.
Yes, it does. I met Gwyneth in 1986. She actually walked up to me at a concert in Rollins Chapel, right? And said, I understand you're a choral conductor, and do you ever do new work? And I said, I'd love to do new work. So Gwyneth came and came to my house and played some of her music for me, showed me some scores, and it just happened that the following year, 1987, was a celebration for the bicentennial of the First Congregational Church building in Thetford Hill, which is the longest running meeting house in the state of Vermont. And they were celebrating their 200th anniversary, so I said, well, why don't we celebrate with a new piece? I've just found a new composer. So that's how Gwyneth and I started.
And And this piece was the result every night when the sun goes down?
No, that was actually our second commission. The first one was called Prayers and Celebration.
Prayers and Celebration.
And that was 1987.
And so when did this one come along?
That one was 95, I believe.
Between those years, the Thetford Chamber Singers continued to perform other of my works. They weren't all new commissions, but they were other pieces. So it was just very typical for me to be driving over to that very nice old church for their May concert and their Christmas concert. I think I was represented on both,
yes,
almost every year, both concerts. So I was quite a regular. And then when other opportunities would come up for commissions, it was nice. They kept asking me to do that. So that was that. But in between 87 and 96, as you say, it wasn't a break in our connection or anything. It was just performing other works that were brand new. Sometimes they would do a reading for me. I know you did. I've got Peace Like a River. You did a reading for me when I did that. And then all the works just about that I've written for them have gotten in print so that they're performed all around the country. And it says right at the front, commissioned by the Thetford Chamber Singers, Thetford Hill, Vermont. I insist always on putting who commissioned it and where and all the scores. So we've had a long-running relationship.
Well, tell us about the genesis of the piece that we're going to hear, Every Night When the Sun Goes Down.
Yes, this was a memorial piece, so why don't you explain it?
Well, we had a wonderful accompanist. Her name was Diana Grimaud, and she died very young in her early 30s of a mysterious set of allergic problems that they could never get a hold on. And when she died, her husband, Jerry Grimaud, made a gift to the Chamber Singers of several thousand dollars, which we put into the Grimaud Fund. And then part of what we did with that fund was to commission two new pieces by Gwyneth to do a memorial concert in her honor.
Yeah, so I wrote an uplifting piece at the beginning. I guess that was How Can I Keep From Singing?
Right.
An arrangement for mixed chorus. And then I closed it with Every Night As the Sun Goes Down, which is a traditional spiritual, but I added words at the end about rising to the sky. So the whole program had the focus on remembering this fine accompanist. So I framed the program. Yes.
Well, let's hear it then. Every Night When the Sun Goes Down by Gwyneth Walker, commissioned by the Thetford Chamber Singers, but performed here by the American Repertory Singers, Leo Nestor directing.
I
Every Night When the Sun Goes Down, an adaptation of an American spiritual by Vermont composer Gwyneth Walker. We heard the American repertory singers Leo Nestor directing there. That work was commissioned by the Thetford Chamber Singers and their founding director, Valerie Miller. I'm Walter Parker. My guests in this hour on VPR are Valerie Miller and composer Gwyneth Walker. It's a beautiful piece, Gwyneth.
Thank you.
Now, that was part of a couple of things you wrote for them on the occasion?
Yes, I wrote two works for the concert that was in memory of Diana Grimo.
Right.
How Can I Keep From Singing was the opening one, and Every Night When the Sun Goes Down was the closing selection on the concert.
Now, how long have you been living in Braintree?
Oh, 20 years.
20 years?
Yes, yes.
Because I know a lot of your works are written for specific local groups, such as the Thetford Chamber Singers and other groups.
They are.
And have a lot of them have Vermont places in their titles.
Yes. There's so many wonderful groups in Vermont, and I have written a lot of music for them, and I love to use Vermont titles because I am very proud of Vermont, and plus it seems fitting. And living in Braintree, I've written the Braintree Quintet for woodwinds, which
Block helped with. We sang the original hymns that was based on.
Thank you. Yes, you performed that one. And I've written music for the Craftsbury Chamber Players, which may come up later.
Yeah.
And, of course, I call that the Craftsbury Trio. I mean, we want to get these places well-known through the artistic community. And so many pieces written for my hometown in Randolph for Chandler Hall, the brass quintet Raised the Roof. And I've just finished a theater piece for June 1st based on Thomas Merton writing and called Climbing to Heaven. And right now, that will be done in Chandler Hall. And my community are dressing themselves up in monk's habits, and we'll be acting this out soon. And I've been working with the Montpelier Chamber Orchestra, and I've written music for the Vermont Philharmonic and the Vermont Symphony and the Vermont Youth Orchestra and the Allstate Orchestra, and wow, it's just been great.
Do you have a website going?
Yes, just
You're
under my name.
You're becoming Thank such you. An enterprise.
Well, the website is what I have in lieu of having a secretary. I have instead the website, so it's just under my name. Just type in Gwyneth Walker or www.gwynethwalker.com and you'll get there. I put everything there, including many photographs of Braintree and my neighbor's swimming pond. I don't give their name because they don't want people from out of state driving up and jumping into their swimming pond. But I have photographs of Braintree in all the different seasons and photographs of many of these Vermont performers, on the website.
Well, let's hear some of your music for the Craftsbury Chamber Players. This is from your Craftsbury Trio. Tell us how this piece came about.
The Craftsbury Chamber Players in Craftsbury, Vermont, were celebrating their 25th season, I believe it was, around 91. I may have the year wrong, something like that. And they commissioned me to write some music for them, which I did. And I was inspired by going up to Craftsbury and looking around and writing some music about it. And this last movement is called Craftsbury Common. And it is about that village green that is so still and so beautiful. And the views up there, it's open all around. It's a plateau. So this music is peaceful and open like the common.
Well, let's hear it played by the Craftsbury Chamber Players. In this case, Mary Rowell, violin, her sister Frances Rowell, cello, and Mary Anthony Cox at the piano.
Thank you.
Craftsbury Common, from the Craftsbury Trio of Gwyneth Walker, played by the Craftsbury Chamber Players, Mary Rowell, violin, Francis Rowell, cello, and Mary Anthony Cox at the piano. I'm Walter Parker, and my guests in this hour on Vermont Public Radio are composer Gwyneth Walker and Valerie Miller, the founding director of the Thetford Chamber Singers, who will be performing some music of Gwyneth Walker this weekend at Thetford First Congregational Church, Thetford Hill, Vermont, Saturday and Sunday evenings at 7:30, and tickets will be available at the door at First Congregational Church, Thetford Hill, Vermont, for those programs. Now, your programs generally, Valerie, have a theme to them, don't they?
Right.
They're not just pretty music.
Right.
Well, how do you come up with the theme and then make the music fit?
Well, sometimes it starts with a piece of music that I want to do, and sometimes it starts with an idea. This next one that we're going to talk about was last spring's program, which was called Seeking Grace, Songs of Separation and Connection. And I usually look for themes that have some kind of tension in them so that the audience is drawn into having to think about something in a new way and be challenged by the ideas. And so I've usually string these together with poetry or writings that help to lead into each piece so that the audience is sort of led through a journey from beginning to end, I guess.
So that theme involved music from Palestrina to William Schumann to Johannes Brahms, and included a piece by Gwyneth Walker called Take My Hand. Now, this is not a piece that you wrote for the Thetford Chamber Singers.
No, in fact, I didn't even know that you were doing that until almost the concert time. So it's been nice to have this long-standing relationship, and they continue to perform the music, but sometimes they forget to tell me.
Well, I think actually we told you,
but you were
going
to be
in California, so we...
So I didn't know anything about it, and I ran into the soloist, Kathy Newton, at an event that had nothing to do with them, and she told me that they had performed this, and I said, oh, well, who sang the solo? Because the solo is a big thing. And she said, well, I did. So that was fun.
Well, what's the origin of the piece?
Oh, it's from a set. The poems are by Virginia Hamilton Adair, an American poet, and the whole set is called An Hour to Dance. And this last one is about the train, a train passing through her life, basically. And so this,
as she's going blind, right?
Yes, Virginia Adair has gone blind, and so this is about the fading of her sight and the train passing at night. And so for this particular piece, Valerie has to conduct across the chorus because the chorus has imitation and she conducts like a train. I often have things like that happening and she's a good sport. So if you were at the concert, you would see her conducting like a train. And the piece begins and ends with
the sound of the train.
Train sounds.
Which is a typical Gwyneth style.
Yes, I do. I put anything in there. We were reminiscing about the time I had Valerie milking, doing her milking gestures for the Family Farm song. So she didn't start out to do all this, but she's just, you know, I remember that we rehearsed that quite a bit for that concert. So at any rate, that has nothing to do with this one. This is the train going through life.
All right, well, let's hear it then. Take My Hand by Gwyneth Walker, as performed last year by the Thetford Chamber Singers under the direction of one of my guests, Valerie Miller, and the soloist is Kathy Newton.
Crossing, 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 cr
Take My Hand by Gwyneth Walker, performed by the Thetford Chamber Singers under the direction of Valerie Miller. The soloist was Kathy Newton, and that's from last spring's concert of the Thetford Chamber Singers. I'm Walter Parker, and my guests in this hour are the director of the Thetford Chamber Singers, Valerie Miller, and Vermont composer Gwyneth Walker, whose music has been done by the Thetford Chamber Singers so often and will be again this weekend, May 10th and 11th, at First Congregational Church, Thetford Hill, Vermont. Performances begin at 7:30, and you can get tickets at the door. Now, we spoke briefly about having themes in all your concerts, Valerie. What is the theme for this coming weekend's concerts?
Well, this theme I was dealing with back last summer when we were still reeling from the events of 9/11 and worrying about what was about to happen in Iraq. And I was struggling with trying to celebrate an anniversary and at the same time to be present with what was going on in the world. So this theme, In Spite of Everything, Yes, really helped to do both of those things, to find things that were still hopeful and affirming that we could hang on to in the midst of a very troubled situation in the world.
And so in addition to Gwyneth's piece, which we'll speak about in a moment, what sort of things are on the program?
Well, it's a very eclectic program. We're starting with an Israeli round, which is an Alleluia, and we're following that by a Boyce Alleluia, who is an early composer in the 18th century. We have a piece by Handel and a piece by Thomas Walmsley that are both about music and how music answers some of those questions. We have a wonderful folk song, Lyndon Lee, by Vaughan Williams, and another English folk song arranged by Deems Taylor. We have a wonderful new spiritual arranged by John Rutter, and then we have two pieces by Gwyneth, one, the Directions for Singing that we have just commissioned, and we're ending the program with How Can We Keep From Singing, which we had commissioned from her earlier.
And the program will also have somewhere in there the Vivaldi Gloria?
Yes, that's our major piece, that's right.
We'll hear a bit of that in a moment. Well, tell us about the Gwyneth Walker pieces that will be on this
program. Yes, they're performing two pieces. How Can I Keep From Singing is a piece they've done before, and that is to celebrate the spirit of the Thetford Chamber Singers. And the new piece I wrote is called Directions for Singing, and this is what I call an educational adventure for chorus and venerable instructor. Now, we are going to have a venerable instructor come and give a music lesson to the Thetford Chamber Singers in the church. And this instructor has come to us from another century. Which century is that? The 18th century?
The 18th century,
we have a venerable music instructor who has come back from the past and will give the Thetford Chamber Singers a lesson in singing. And I will say no more.
Oh, you're not going to tell us who's going to portray this venerable instructor?
Well,
yes, you can say who portrays them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Ed Tyler, who's a longtime dramatist in Thetford and was the founder, or with his wife Jill, I believe, of the Parish Players, who also started in the First Congregational Church in Thetford. And he was also the cymbal player for Gwyneth's first piece, and he was the minister who wrote the prayers, some of which Gwyneth set to music in our first commission, the Prayers and Celebration.
As I recall, he had one note to play in the whole piece, and he really revved up for that one note. And on the final chord, he crashed some cymbals and then held them up like the sun. And that was very nice.
So that's right.
That was great, and that was his one thing.
And so he will be the venerable
he
instructor.
He will now give a lesson on singing. We call him, what is it, the Propriety of Hymnology Society?
Yes.
I have this correct in here.
Well, he's supposed to be John Wesley of the 18th century. So he is giving his instructions that John Wesley actually wrote in his preface to a selection of hymns that he felt were proper to be sung, and they had to be sung in a proper sort of way. So,
which is not actually what's going to happen at all. So we'll see what's going to happen.
So Gwyneth has led us once again into an adventure for which we are going to do our best.
Well, it sounds like fun. the Thetford Chamber Singers 25th anniversary celebration, In Spite of Everything, Yes, Songs, Poetry, and Photographs of Affirmation and Hope. Valerie Miller leading the Chamber Singers, and music of Gwyneth Walker included, along with music of other composers, and Vivaldi's Gloria. Well, thank you very much, Gwyneth Walker, Valerie Miller,
thank
for joining us today here on VPR. We'll go up to noon with a bit of Vivaldi's Gloria.